My name is Kiara Ramirez, and welcome to The Meadow. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to, drumroll please, In The Meadow with Kiki. I have officially decided to change my name of this podcast from The Meadow by Kiki's Meadow to In The Meadow with Kiki. I am just so stoked about this new name. I really believe that this just holds so much more of what this podcast is all about. You know, I really want this podcast to feel like we are all just in the meadow together, hanging out, talking, having conversations, growing, learning, evolving together, all in the meadow. And just that slight little name change honestly makes a huge difference. And I'm just so excited to share that with you guys today. So this is episode 39 of The Meadow, and the first one with the new name. So we are here in the meadow with Kiki. I have had a beautiful week, a very chaotic but very beautiful week. I had some friends come over last minute. We went to a neighbor's beautiful yurt in the mountains with a beautiful view. We got to hang out, play music, create. It was so lovely. And that Saturday before, I was going to Los Angeles where my boyfriend played a beautiful show. We met some amazing, cool people, and it has been a whirlwind. We've been all over the place, just jumping here and there. We have just finished throwing our event in the desert a week before that. So we are all just like trying to ground and settle and get back into the swing of things. So I'm not gonna lie, I feel like weeks like this always really throw me off and kind of throw me into a little bit of a spiral, just because I don't have my like routine and structure to hold on to. And I'm in the middle of creating a lot of beautiful things for the meadow right now. And so I'm on a deadline that I have put on myself and wanting to get everything done and set up ready for my launch of my future little course that I am going to be offering, which I will share more about in the future episodes. But it's been crazy. So I'm just so happy to be here again, recording the podcast with you guys. I really feel like recording my podcast always feels like just such a way for me to just settle back into my work and the meadow and everything that we're doing here. I am just endlessly grateful for this commitment that I've made for myself. Showing up here every single week with you guys has been everything for me. Like, not only do I get to just articulate the wisdom and the learnings that I so desperately want to teach everyone that is here with me, but I also get to bring in this wisdom and knowledge into my own life, and I get to really walk the talk. You know, my podcast is a way that I really get to test myself of like, all right, well, you were teaching this last week, so it's your turn to really like listen to it, right? Like, and I think it's just, yeah, it's so magical. And it feels like every day I get more messages from you guys and new people who are a part of the meadow, who are just connecting here and enjoying this amazing knowledge that we are talking about on the show all the time. You know, it's like, this is such a life-changing shit, and it is just so meaningful for me to be able to share it with the world. And not only that, but the conversations that I've had with other people on the show so far have been so amazing. Like, truly, I get to feel so on purpose and so in my power and in my path, because conversation is what lights me up, truly. Like, I feel my most lit up in stimulating beautiful conversation. So this podcast is everything. So I am so grateful to have you guys here for another show today, and let's get into it. So today's episode is going to be all about parts work. So you may have heard about this, you may have not. It's a big part of many different kinds of therapies. There's many different kinds of school of thoughts and modalities that use parts work, like IFS and Gestalt therapy, just to name a few. But I'm gonna give you guys just the lowdown of what this really is about and like the gist of how parts works and how you guys can implement it into your own life. So I've been wanting to record a podcast episode about this for a hot minute now, because I've learned about this around sometime last year, I think. And it is really fascinating, and it's a way that you can see your own self in the way that you move through the world in such a unique, beautiful lens, a very compassionate and loving lens, and a way that you can really get to understand yourself more and really get to kind of like walk yourself through certain situations and certain triggers and feelings that come up, and a way to really get to have a conversation with yourself and really get to be in communication with your being. And let's dive into it. So pretty much parts work is based on the idea that we all have these different parts of ourselves, right? Like, we all have within us many different parts of the same self. Now, it's not about having like a multiple personality disorder or like thinking that you're different people, but it's about looking at yourself through these different categories of different versions of you. So I was reading a lot about how people walk through their clients and therapy sessions. And I kind of want to have this moment with you guys to walk yourself through this process. So what I've learned is to really get yourself to sit down in a silence, you know, in almost like a meditation, and pretend that you are at a meeting, and they encourage you to really think about like a physical place. Like that meeting could be just a dinner table or a cafe or a workspace, whatever it is, a place that you can invite all the different parts of yourself to that table. So for me, I'm thinking about it like a dinner table, right? So I'm making dinner, making the appetizers, making the encores, all of that. And sorry, I said encores, I think I meant entrees. But now it's time to invite all of the parts of yourself. So for me, I'm going to give a couple parts of myself, and this is going to be unique to everybody. So you might relate to this part of myself, these parts, or you might have your own, but I really want to have you guys take a moment to really think about what parts are within you. So for me, there's going to be the teenager version of myself. And I look back at that version of myself who was so ambitious and such a dreamer and so confident, so in such belief of her abilities. But a part of her is also really rebellious and adventurous and doesn't like to listen to rules and doesn't like to listen to the status quo. And so that part of myself is really, you know, a little bit more restless and wants to experience new things and wants to experience the world and wants to do things her own way on her own terms. So that's a part of myself that lives within me. Now, another part of myself is the more adult, mature version of myself who had to grow up and had to move to Los Angeles on her own and had to learn more strict routines and schedules and a way to really take care of herself to survive, you know, as an adult. And so that part of me is a little bit more reserved and a little bit more routine structured and more disciplined and wants to get things done and wants to really show up in the most productive way. And so that side of me is going to kind of calm my inner teenager down a little bit. My inner teenager is going to want to rebel more and want to express herself more and want to do adventurous things. And now there's going to be this inner kid version of me who's more of this innocent dreamer who may have been wounded in the past and may have been hurt in the past and wants to feel loved and wants to feel respected and wants to feel heard. Now, there are so many different parts of ourselves, and I'll get into a couple more examples later, but essentially the point is that in every single situation that we are faced with, there is always different parts of ourselves that just want to get a seat at the table, that just want to be heard, and that just want to be loved. And it's not about letting one or the other take the wheel and have complete control over the situation, but more it's about allowing them to just feel seen and just feel heard. For example, I'll give a couple of examples of how the different parts of yourself kind of battle each other in different situations. So there's probably a part of yourself that really wants to start eating healthy and go work out and go to the gym and really, you know, start taking care of themselves and really push themselves to be that version. Now, in the same breath, there's a part of yourself that actually just wants to feel comfortable and just wants to feel cozy and wants to sleep in and eat some ice cream and doesn't want to go out to the gym in the moment, you know. And those parts of you are always going to exist within you at all times. And so it's not about necessarily leaning into the part of you that just wants to be cozy and eat ice cream all day, or only listen to the part of you that wants to work out and eat healthy, but it's about letting both of them be heard. Now, this is how this works out in like real life, is that the part of you that is eager and excited to get into that workout routine and to start working out, that's a part of you who's going to wake up that morning super early and start going to the gym and take that action. Now, the part of you who just wants to stay home and be cozy is going to be the one that starts to sabotage you and who's going to start to pull you down and bring you back into the procrastination and back into the not showing up for your workouts and sleeping in and all of that. And so it's truly just about being able to listen and understand and hear that part of yourself that just wants to be cozy. Now, a part of you might want to start therapy and will book that first call and like find, you know, the therapist and get excited about starting that journey. And then the other part of you is so scared to be vulnerable and is just scared shitless of actually taking that journey. And so that part of you who's excited is going to book that therapy session. The part of you that's scared is going to not show up and who's going to do a no-show, you know, and not, you know, be committed and essentially just fizzle away and not actually maintain that commitment to going to therapy. Now, a part of you might be super driven and motivated to start a business and to really work towards your dream business. Now, another part of you is going to want you to stay in that cozy comfort zone where you're not building the business and you're staying safe and you're staying small and you're staying just as life has always been. Now, all of these parts of ourselves are working against each other at all times. And they're all going to be working, thinking, feeling, and acting differently from each other. And I think that's why a lot of the times we get into such moments of stress and tenseness, because we're not working with ourselves. We're not working with the parts of ourselves. So it's all about just giving these parts of yourself a seat at the table and letting them work together. So imagine that you are here with all of these parts of yourself at the dinner table, and you give them the chance to speak. You know, say you're so excited about starting a podcast or starting a business or going on a call with this person that you look up to. Now that part of yourself is freaking stoked and excited and ready to take on this experience and take on this day. Now another part of you is scared shitless and is so anxious and so nervous and doesn't want to show up for that and doesn't want to experience that and wants to just run away from it. So rather than just like pushing that part of yourself down and ignoring that part of yourself down and just like trying to get rid of it, just give that part of yourself a seat at the table and let them be heard, let them be listened to, let them be loved, and allow them that space. I think in any situation, you know, it's like, for example, whenever you're upset about anything, you can look back in times in your life where it's like, it feels so contradicting, right? It's like, part of you is excited, but part of you is nervous. Part of you is overwhelmed, but part of you is excited. All of it, you know, it's like, I think that when it comes to any area of our life, just giving ourselves that ability to really listen to all of the different parts of ourselves and looking at them as completely different people. You know, it's like that visual that you can give yourself to visualize all of these different parts of yourself and what they embody really allows you to kind of notice when they're coming up. You know, it's like there's a part of you that's going to sabotage you. There's a part of you that's just like a little kid who wants all the things, you know, that doesn't want to put any work into it. There's a part of you that just really wants to relax and take things easy and be mellow and be chill. And then there's a part of you that's really ambitious and excited and wants to go after and get things and wants to do. And then there's a part of you that's actually just really scared and overwhelmed about the whole thing and just wants to curl up and do nothing and be safe. You know, there's a part of you that feels sad. There's a part of you that feels happy, and they can all exist at the same time. They're allowed to be existing at the same time. You know, you're allowed to be really ambitious and excited and determined to get something done, and in the same breath, be a little bit anxious about it and kind of want to curl up and lean into your relaxation and indulgence, you know. And all of these parts of yourself are all valid and they are all worthy. And the problem comes up when we just push these parts of ourselves down. And so I think that a way that this can kind of come up in a practical sense is allowing the part of your ambitious side of yourself really be let out and allow yourself to feel that ambition and that drive and motivation. And also give yourself that time to relax on the weekends and give yourself the time to just indulge in the coziness and the comforts of reading your books or going on your walks, you know, whatever that is. Allowing both parts of yourself that space to be and exist. Now, a lot of the times, certain parts of ourselves will outweigh the other parts. Now, for example, if you do have that ambition and that dream about starting something, but you notice that you're not actually doing anything, that you show up every single day and you're not making progress because you are staying small, you're staying scared, you're staying in that cozy comfort zone because you don't feel safe going out there and starting your projects and working towards your dreams. Now, that's a moment where there's a part of you that just wants to keep you safe. There is a part of you that just wants you to be safe and cozy and comfortable and safe. Emphasis on safe. Now, this is a moment where that part of you is overpowering the other parts of you. Now, another example of this is being able to look at that part of you and to actually give them the space and the place to speak up. You know, no, we really rarely often are able to really take a moment to like analyze it, right? You know, it's like we kind of just move through life and we move through the motions of our existence in just such a frenzy of like we're just day in, day out, you know, going after whatever we're trying to go after, you know, just living the day as it is. And we experience all these different emotions and feelings and in moments in our life where we're just being swayed back and forth, but we never really take a moment to ask ourselves, like, what is really going on within me? You know, what is this about me that has canceled every single morning of going to the gym for the past 3 months? What part of me is, even though I consciously want to create something for my life, why am I not showing up for it? You know, and it's about being able to look at all of these parts of ourselves with that compassion and that love and understanding. And let that part of you who wants to take care of you have that voice. But let that part of you know that you are safe, and that actually it is so safe to go after your dreams. It is so safe to go out there and create the life that you want to create. And I really encourage you guys to now, as you move through your day, as you move through your life, ask yourself, when you're in a moment and you're having these like contradicting feelings, ask yourself what part of you is trying to come through, what part of you is trying to talk to you, and see what is actually going on. You know, you might be so excited to start a new job and also so scared. So what part of you is excited? What part of you is scared? And how is that showing up? You know, and how can you give yourself that space to hear yourself and hear the parts of yourself that just want to be heard? And how can you give yourself that freedom and the ability to still move forward, even if there's a part of yourself that's scared, even if there is a part of you that just wants to be small and stay in your comfort zone? How can you give yourself that opportunity to know that you are safe and know that you are protected and that you are guided and that you are exactly where you need to be, and that it is more than safe to go after what you want to be going after? Alrighty, so now I want to walk you guys through a couple questions to dig deep into the different parts of yourself and what they are all about. So, I want you to just through your meditations, through the moment where you really sit down and think about these things for yourself, focus on one specific part. The first that comes up, whether that's, you know, your ambitious part, your scared part, your depressed part, your excited part, your happy part, your lonely part, whatever that is, you know, just think about the first quote unquote part of yourself that comes up. Now, name that part. What is it named? You know, is it the depressed part? Is it the excited part? Is it your inner child, your inner teenager? It can either be an emotion, like depressed or anxious or excited or happy, or it can be more of like a identity, like this is my inner child, this is my inner teenager, this is my inner adult. Now, what does this part feel like emotionally? So choose one part and then consider, what are the emotions that are attached to it? Like, maybe the depressed part feels sad, it feels lonely, it feels scared. Maybe the ambitious part feels determined, it feels excited, it feels powerful. Maybe your anxious part feels out of control and it feels worried. Now, I want you guys to think about what this part looks like. This is an interesting one, but it's how we can externalize the feeling. The same way that we wanted to visualize what that meeting place was, like that dinner table. What does it look like? You know, so what would that part of yourself be wearing? What are the expressions on its faces? Where is it? What's the lighting like? What is the mood like? Really to paint a picture of what this version of you, what part of yourself looks, feels, and is experienced like. Now, not everyone's going to be having as easy of a time to come up with a picture of it, but I really want you guys to just try your best to really visualize what that part of you looks like. Now, what does this part of you feel like in your body and where? So again, closing your eyes is very recommended to get into this, but now really think about like what, if say it's the depressed part, quote unquote, or say that it's the anxious part, where do you feel that part of you in your body? Where is the sensation? So I really want you to just take a moment to breathe deeply and just take a moment to be still and just ask yourself, like, where do I feel this part of myself coming from? Now the next question is, what is this part of you trying to say to you? What would the words that they speak be if they open their mouth? Like, what would they be trying to communicate with you? Because at the end of the day, all of these parts of ourselves truly are just trying to communicate to you. So what is the anxious part of yourself trying to tell you? Like, is it trying to tell you to like not show up and move forward to this project because it's scared of what's going to happen? Is it saying that it's worried that if you make too much money, your family and friends aren't going to love you anymore? Or, you know, that's just a random example. But what is this part of you trying to say? Now, the next question is, how does it make you behave? Like, what does this part of you have you do? Now, this anxious part of you might not want you to go out and party or meet people or make friends. It might make you want to be more inwards. It might make you want to go to bed or distract yourself with something random. Like, the determined part might be that part of you that does make you want to get out of bed and makes you want to go work out and go be productive, you know? Maybe the rebellious part of you just wants to throw it all out the window and go buy a one-way ticket to Bali and like never leave all of your responsibilities. All of these different parts of you want something from you. So how does it make you behave? You know, really ask yourself, like, this anxious part of myself or this worried part of myself, how is that showing up? Or is it the part of myself that just wants to relax and be cozy and you know, sleep in, what is it making you do? That might be making you sleep in, making you eat ice cream instead of your veggies every day, you know? Now, the last question is, what does it want? That part of you probably needs something from you, whether it's attention or something else. Maybe it wants to give you something, or maybe it just wants to be hugged. Maybe it just wants to be cared for. Maybe it just wants to be known that everything is going to be okay. You know, the anxious part of you might just want some recognition and validation and just wants to be loved. That anxious part of you just wants to be hugged and let known that, like, everything's going to be okay. Now, these are some really interesting questions that I want you guys to take with you moving forward. But it's a way to really look at the parts of yourself that really, really just want to be seen, you know, that just really want to be heard. So I'm going to add all of these questions in the show notes below, but I think that this is a great way to start out on this journey and on this work. So now, to wrap up this episode, I really want to talk about why parts work is so important and so massive for me, now that I've been learning more about it, into stepping into our next level reality and our next level self. Because I think that so often we always get stuck in these cycles of just stagnancy, and where we're trying to consciously make change in our life and we want to move forward and we want to become and step into our next level self, but something holds us back and something really just keeps us from actually moving forward, and we end up in these stagnant cycles of just static, where things aren't actually changing. And I think that is because we always have these contradicting desires. You know, part of ourselves wants to change and wants to evolve and wants to become. And then there's another part of us that just doesn't want to, because it just wants to experience life just as it is, as it has always been. And so through parts work, we're able to really dissect that and understand ourselves at such a deeper level and see why we are feeling so stuck. And that's because most often there's a part of ourselves that is outweighing the part of ourselves that wants to change. And so now that we know this, now that we're able to see ourselves as the system of parts rather than, you know, parts that make up this whole rather than just one unified self, we're able to kind of walk ourselves through any situation that comes up and be able to see what part of ourselves is talking, what part of ourselves actually just needs to be listened to. So I really encourage all of you guys to just take this into action in whatever way that you can. It can be so simple, so small. You don't have to go in too deeply with the questions just yet if you don't want to, but at least just as you move throughout your day and you have these moments of tension, just ask yourself, like, what part of me is resisting this? What part of me wants this? Why is there some kind of disconnect with different parts of me? Or are there different parts of me that are showing up in this very now moment? So I really encourage you guys to just take this as you move forward and really try to ask yourself, what part of me needs to be heard? What part of me wants to be seen? And how can I support that part of myself? And how can I let that part know that they are safe, everything's okay, and I'm gonna still move forward? And I'm not like gonna let this part of me hold me back. I think that will be all for today. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I am so happy to be here. I'm so happy you're here. If you haven't downloaded it yet, please download my magnetic morning ritual. It is the most potent morning ritual along my morning mantra meditation that absolutely changed my freaking life. So if you haven't gotten it yet, please make sure to download it below. It's free and it is amazing, I just gotta say. And yeah, thank you guys again so much for being here. I will see you guys on the next episode. Talk to you later. Bye.